Let's look at our example one more time. Again, focus on the right-hand side of the food label, highlighted here in purple. The percent daily value heading is at the top of the column, and just below are the percentages of nutrients. You can see that for one serving of macaroni and cheese, you would consume 18% of your total daily allotment for what is recommended within a 2,000 calorie diet for total fat. Similarly, one serving of macaroni and cheese will yield 15% of your daily limit of saturated fat. Another nutrient to notice here is sodium. With just one serving of this food, you would have 20% of your daily limit for sodium. As mentioned in the previous slide, 20% or more is considered high, so this food product has a high amount of sodium. Even though this product has a lot of sodium, a nutrient that you should limit, it also has 20% daily value of calcium. This means that one serving of macaroni and cheese has a high amount of calcium, which is a nutrient to be sure you consume enough of. One of the best uses of percent daily value is that it allows a quick way to compare one food product to another. If you were in the grocery store and wanted to find out if this particular brand of macaroni and cheese is a healthier choice than the next brand on the shelf, you could easily compare the percent daily values for each of the nutrients and get a quick idea. For instance, if the other brand has a daily value of 16% for total fat, 14% for saturated fat, and 17% for sodium, it would likely be that the other brand is a healthier choice than the brand shown here on the slide, since the percent daily values are all based on the same common denominator, which is a 2,000 calorie diet. You can compare one food product to another by comparing the percent daily values listed on the food label. This presentation has explained how to read a food label and hopefully has made understanding these food labels a bit easier. Food labels contain a wealth of information if you know what to look for, how to understand it, and then apply it to making healthy food choices. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration dictates that food labeling is required for most prepared foods, such as breads, cereals, canned and frozen foods, snacks, desserts, drinks, and many more. However, nutrition labeling for raw produce, such as fruits and vegetables and fish, is voluntary. Reading a nutrition facts label or food label can be easily broken down into six sections, which are serving size, calories, nutrients to limit, nutrients to get enough of, footnote, and percent daily value. It is best to start at the top of the food label and then work your way down, noticing all the sections we've discussed. Remember, the percent daily value offers a quick and easy way to compare one food product to another so that you can select the product that is the most healthy choice.